Evonik Elements Interview.
Evonik is expanding its commitment to developing solutions for the circular economy. From 2030, the specialty chemicals company aims to generate at least 1 billion euro in additional sales a year from circular products and technologies. Patrick Löckner, head of Evonik's circular economy program, explains the strategy in an interview with Elements editor Nadine Albach.
Mr. Löckner, Evonik is expanding its commitment concerning the circular economy. It right now started a circular economy program, and the goal is to achieve an additional in sales 1 billion per year from 2030 onwards with products and technologies helping the circular economy. I would really like to look in the details with you to understand how to achieve this goal. And one idea is to strengthen the market with specialties and additive helping the circular economy. Do you have concrete examples? Could you explain how?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have several products and specialties that are contributing towards a circular economy. However, to make it more tangible, we have our additives, we have adsorbents, we have catalysts that can be used to improve the efficiency of recycling processes, that can be used to also improve the quality of the recyclates. And this is what we are looking for. So to really provide benefits to our customers and helping them to bring the circular economy into the next phase.
Mm-hmm. I see. Another idea is to not use raw materials which are of fossil origin. Mm-hmm. Which could you use, and how do you achieve this goal?
Yeah, on the one hand, we look beyond today. So carbon dioxide could be an option in the future once renewable energy is available. However, at this point in time, we really look into bio-based and into circular raw materials. Bio-based can be sourced by, let's say, primary materials coming directly from the field. However, here you need really to have a look into the eco-efficiency, into the product carbon footprint, how much water is used, how much land is used. And therefore, we believe that other sources can be also an option. For example, secondary bio-based materials, so from agro-waste streams on the one hand, but also our plastic-based circular raw materials coming from, let's say, plastic pyrolysis. And here we are looking for raw materials like butadiene, which can be used for the production of defossilated polyamide 12, for example. And this is exactly the way we look into this defossilation route. However, we, of course, need to have several different options.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of options you've got there. Another option to strengthen the circular economy at Evonik is the idea to develop innovative technologies that closes loops. Do you have any concrete examples?
Yeah, absolutely. We develop technologies, recycling technologies, by applying our own existing products. So for example, PET recycling. Polyethylene terephthalate is a product that is used as a plastic for bottles, for instance, or textiles. Bottles can be recycled easily mechanically, however, textiles not, and therefore our chemical recycling is a great option. And here we develop a process by applying our catalysts, alcohol art, and finally coming to the monomers that can be used for the production of new PET polyethylene terephthalate components.
I'm really impressed how you pronounce this
polyethylene terephthalate.
Okay. Thank you very much for those insights, Mr. Glöckner.
Appreciate
and, good luck.
Thank you.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.